Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Making love, oh, 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 oh.
welcome to another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle and Chris Michael Ward. And we have a special guest tonight. But before we introduce her, I want to say hello to my co-host, Chris. How you doing, Chris?
Hello, Terry. How are you?
I'm better than I was last week. Every day is an improvement, you know. So I'm grateful that I'm able to move around, not fast, but I'm able to move around. My back was giving me the blues last week. But, yeah, you know how it is. You know, we got a special guest, this woman, Tamara Chandler. Oh, my God, she is a phenomenal woman. Other than being an authoress, man, she has earned, you know, Woman of the Year at Unique Euphony Publishing, LLC. I think she started 2018, and she's been doing her thing and being also the executive assistant and also other things that she did, raising a family. But I want to talk about her book, Starting Over. Now, in my mind, you know, I always go to the left. You know, when I see somebody say starting over, I'm saying, okay, they must have been in an abusive relationship, or they were with a knucklehead that put them into financial debt, you know, because I don't say starting over because kids have moved on out the house. I say starting over when you went through some trials and tribulations. So I'm going to let Tamara clear that up for me. The book title, Starting Over, is because of?
The book title, Starting Over, everybody, excuse me, I'm a little under the weather, so I sound a little hoarse.
No, but that's the book title. Yeah, no, I'm joking.
Yeah. Yeah, I just want to clear that up. I don't sound like this all the time. But the book title, Starting Over, it can be an area of things, but in this particular book, it's about the main character. Her name is Savannah Williams. And she is a single mom, and she has children, and she's, you know, working, and she's doing everything, you know, on her own. And it seems like every time she gets ahead, something happens where she feels like she takes 10 steps back. And I believe that everyone can relate to that. At some point, someone has started over. At some point in their life, whether it's in love, life, finances, you know, a whole wide range of things. But no, this is not about an abusive relationship or, you know, domestic violence or anything like that or any kind of financial ruin. This particular book is about love. And, you know, if anyone has experienced love and relationships, I'm sure they've had to start over if, you know, it didn't work out. So, you know, you got to start all over. Get back to you again, and then put yourself back out there to love again.
Well, I'm glad that you said it's about love. Man, I must be jaded because I sure went the other direction. I didn't even go to the direction of, okay, you've been in love, you fell out, fell back in, you know, but yeah, I must be a little jaded. But
well, that's the okay.
Yes, my question for you, Tamara, is your main character, Savannah Williams, is she based on anybody, or is she based on anybody that you know, or is she based on you, or who's she based on?
Now, I get that question a lot, and Savannah is a combination of a lot of people that I know, including myself, so it's not just based on me. It's life experiences that I've had, other people have had, so it's a combination of those things. That's how I built her character.
Oh,
well, you know,
okay.
Sam, you're absolutely right, because when you talk about love, I have never met anyone that their first love is their only love and still going strong, married, whatever. But there are rare occasions where I've heard people met up when they was in elementary school and they stayed together and wound up married children, and now they're senior citizens, but that's kind of rare. But the thing about starting over, you know, this character in your book, Savannah, when she fell out of love, what was her way to, what did she do to start over? Because, you know, what you talk about in this book might be helpful to people listening, because me, you know, sometimes, you know, when things didn't work out in past relationships, I say forget about it, you know, and I take a long time to get past that pain. You know, some people can bounce right out, you know, and I can't do that. I'm just saying I'm so done with these people, knuckleheads, and it takes me a while. But then, you know, my heart opens up again like a flower, and here comes somebody, mess it up, you know, and it opens and closes, open and closes. Right now I'm on the closed side, but I'm willing to listen to some tips that might make me want to venture out there again. You know, I should have get some tips from Chris because he know how to jump in and jump out, but I jump in and take my foot out. My foot stay out for a minute.
Yeah. Well, what I would say is when you're in a relationship and you're in love with that person and you love that person and it doesn't work out, the best thing to do is to take some time for yourself and heal from that and get to know yourself all over again, because sometimes as women, myself included, we'll lose ourselves in the person that we're with as opposed to staying true to who we are and what we want and what our core values are. So I would say take that time to heal. Enjoy being alone. A lot of people don't want to be alone, but you can be in a relationship and be alone, and that is the worst alone to feel. So once you get past that and you heal and you feel like you're ready, then you jump back out there, and then you look at all the things that happened in the past relationships, including the current past relationship, the things that you did not like, things that you will not tolerate, and stand on those things, because eventually, it's hard as it is because a lot of, like you say, you close yourself off. I've done that. I've closed myself completely off and just like, nope, I'm not doing this no more. But in closing yourself off, do the healing, do the work on you, and you will attract what you desire. But you have to do the work in the healing and learn yourself over again. And you may find some things that you're like, ooh, maybe I do need to work on that. Or, okay, I'm not going to tolerate this. And this, and you let that person know in the beginning, these are my deal breakers. If you can't adhere to that, then, hey, because guess what? You can say that and then deal with that person. And then that person just say, oh, yeah, I'm going to say I'm going to do all this stuff because she said it. But then you find out later that they have ulterior motives. So if you stick to your guns and you and your beliefs and your core values, that person that you truly desire to be with and that will love you and respect you and treat you the way you need to be treated will come. It just, it's going to take time. And it's better to take that time and to have that love that is pure, so to speak, for you than to keep going through the same cycle over and over and over. Sometimes we get, like that saying says, you get a test, and if you don't pass the test, you keep taking it over and over and over. So when you mm-hmm. start seeing that cycle of, okay, I keep getting the same type of relationship, the same type of woman or same type of man in relationships, then it's time to stop and look at it and figure out, okay, what do I need to fix because something's not right.
Well, you know, Tamara, one thing I picked out when you said a lot of times some of us, we stay in relationships for a long time because we put all our focus on trying to make that other person happy. You know, that right there tells me that's a good person who does that, even though it's not reciprocated. You know, you're right. You know, you got to reassess. If you're always hurting, you know, and feeling miserable, that person ain't for you, and you're going to have to learn to love yourself enough to get out instead of blaming yourself because when they be doing things that's inappropriate, because when they mess up, it ain't your fault. That's a choice they chose to make. But a lot of times we have a bad habit of trying to say it's our fault while somebody did this and did that. Wrong answer. That is not true. So, you know, we got to learn how to love ourselves, you know, and everybody can learn that lesson, because just because it didn't work out, there's nothing that you're a bad person. Sometimes certain people are not, their energy is not matched. So on that
right.
note, let Chris ask this question.
All right. Well, my next question is, Terry's written books. I contributed 2 books. So are you one of those writers that, you know, you write, like, everything down, like to-do list or things you got to do, or do you just write for work purposes?
I write – okay, so a little backstory. In high school, we had to write papers and things like that. And my high school freshman year, my English teacher – at the time, she was, you know, she said, you know what, you pretty good at this. You should, you know, continue to do that. And then I had classmates that were mostly guys. They would say, hey, can you write me a little poem or something? My girlfriend, she's mad at me or whatever. And I'm just like, really? So, you know, I started doing those types of things, and I actually found that I enjoyed it. And then from listening to my grandmother and my dad, their stories, you know, the stories, how they tell you, oh, we had to walk, you know, 10,000 miles to school and, you know, that kind of stuff. Just listening to, I know I'm exaggerating, but just hearing stories and the thing of storytelling, I really like that and I enjoy it. And then, you know, when Terry, when you mentioned about, you know, closing off and to love and all of that, I figured the world needs more love. It's too much hatred and violence and negativity and bad energy floating around. Love is like the biggest thing, and if you, it's like it's everything. You know what I mean? So if I just felt like put some love out there, you know, just put it out there. But yeah, I've always written, so. It's not, for me, it's not like a task or a chore or an idea might come to mind and I'll jot it down. Sometimes I'm all over the place and that's where I have to jot it down, or I'll, something will come down and hurry up and, you know, go ahead and write it. So I don't have like a set method, so to speak, if that answers your question.
Okay.
It does.
Yeah, well, one thing you said that I also have done, when I was in school, you know, I would write Dear John letters or Do You Love Me letters for other people, but I was getting paid for it. You know, I wouldn't charge much, maybe a couple of dollars, you know.
Yeah.
But I was doing that because it was one of those things that were easy to me. That's why my first book was a poetry book, because I love poetry, you know, and I love these people who do the spoken word. I just love it, you know. Now, starting over, is that your only book?
Yes, it's my only book, my first baby. I have had numerous requests to do a sequel to Starting Over because I ended it in a way to I have people asking me 1,000 questions. So I said, you know what, okay, I'll do a sequel to it, because I was going to write something totally different. And then I thought about it. I said, you know what, it would be good to have a sequel to kind of see how everything played out at the end. I'm not going to give it away. I'm not going to give it away. So if you haven't gotten it, get it, because when the sequel comes out, you know, you won't be ready. But
Chris got another question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My next question is, you know, it's based on the research I've done for the book. It would be a great movie. Have you thought about like turning it like a screenplay or something like that?
I would love for that to happen. that was one of the things I had in mind. You know, some things, you know, I look at, and like I said, everybody has a similar experience at some point, whether you're a man or a woman. So this book is not just for women. It's for men, too. People tend to think, oh, it's a love story. It's all, you know, woman. No, because you get some insight into how a woman thinks, how what she's thinking in her mind, and kind of like the whole flirting back and forth, the thought processes and things like that. But definitely I would love, like I said, it's a love story. Who doesn't love a love story?
Right.
So, I would love for that to be a movie or a screenplay or And I've always thought about who would play the character, who would play who. I still haven't, I haven't made up my mind.
Well, Angela Bassett or Kiki.
Oh, yeah, you know that's
Kiki,
it. Or Todd Rocky.
Whatever her name is. Some beautiful women out there. But anyway,
oh, yeah.
Do you have your book handy?
Yes, I do.
Well, can you read us a little something, something, give us a little something to salivate over?
Okay. I'll start from the beginning. And it's so funny because sometimes I'll read, I'll do like this thing where I'll grab the book and read it like I don't know about the book and see if it catches my attention. And that was my thing with writing. I know I read a lot, so I like for something to catch my attention and keep me engaged. So I'll read chapter one. It's pretty short. It's basically a page and a half. So, and chapter one is called The Introduction. All right. So, oh, my goodness, why do I do this to myself every time? You would think that I would have learned my lesson based off the numerous times that this has happened to me. This is no one's fault but my own, Savannah said. Let me backtrack 17 years. I had made up my mind to stop dating, stop having sex, and focus solely on my spiritual walk with God, myself, and my children. I began attending church and Bible study faithfully every week. I was doing quite well. It had been 1 year that I was celibate, and it wasn't so bad. I was starting to feel like my life was finally back on track until that fateful day that I went shopping with my close friend, Adrian. The salesman was your typical salesman, in my opinion, anyway. Overzealous in making the sale, trying to upsell and trying to get me to buy something. I wasn't impressed at first. My friend made her purchase and was scheduled to pick up her merchandise the following day. Somehow, the conversation came up that it was my birthday weekend, and the attention turned to me. I was being sarcastic and asked the salesman if he was going to take me out for my birthday since he was so interested in what I was doing for my birthday weekend. We ended up exchanging numbers, and we made plans to get in touch with each other to decide where I would like to go. The games began. I had no idea.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm going to leave it right there because that's the game begins. Man, maybe she was looking adi, 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 and, you know. Ooh, but anyway, we have some people on the line. And if you'd like to talk to our guests before it's too late, hit the one key. If not, you can stay in the back and stay muted. But that's good. I like that. Let the games begin. Who's going to win, who's going to lose? But anyone who want to talk to our guests, just dial 347-945-6003 and hit the one key. But on that note, I'm going to take a real quick break and stay with us. I'll be back in 2 and 2.
Eventually, the truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello? Hey, it's Mike. Hey, how y'all doing? How y'all doing? Oh, yeah, everything's good. Everything's good. It's just been really busy. Sorry I haven't been here. Yeah. I forgot, but I will be there next week. Right now.
There are times in your life when your faith will be challenged.
Hey man, I want to share something with you. I accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's been really wonderful to me. Don't you agree?
I feel like I'm my own God. The things that's been happening to me, I feel like I've been making those things happen.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you don't believe in God?
Well, I haven't seen him.
The truth can come in shocking form.
Nobody up in my house when I'm at work all day. No! No! Who is this? Why is he in my house? Who are you, man?
Is this your mom?
Who are you? Mother, this is my woman and this is my...
is no longer hidden. You have now been exposed. Written by authoress Terry E. Lyle. Check out her website and on Blog Talk Radio every Friday at 7:30 p.m.
Well, Tamara, we don't have much time, but you have a caller who would like to ask you a question or say something. Caller, the last four digits is 3358. This is your opportunity.
Hi, this is Tracy. Hi, good evening, everyone. And I've had the pleasure of reading the book twice, right? And it truly has me, I posted it out there, it truly has me wanting to know what happened with Savannah. And now that you mentioned a screenplay or a movie, that would even be more awesome. I would love to see that as well. So I'm anticipating the sequel. I see that she has a sequel for 2023, so I'm going to hold her to that. I'm going to be bugging her about that because, I've read the book twice, and it truly has me wondering, what happens with Savannah? Okay, what happens next? So please, ma'am, can we go ahead and get that sequel on out there so I can support and find out what happens to Savannah? Please and thank you.
Okay,
yes,
and
thank you so much.
Okay, as well, Tamara, the last four digits is 6521. Go ahead.
Hi, Mommy. It's your daughter.
Hey.
I just wanted to say that I'm super proud of you. Not a lot of people get the chance to, you know, put their dreams into fruition, and you did that. You've always wanted to write a book, and like I said, I'm super proud of you. You definitely worked hard throughout your life. You deserve this, and I love you.
Thank you.
Oh,
I love you, too.
That is so sweet. But look, real quick, you got maybe a couple of minutes. Tamara, tell people how to get your book. And for those who missed the interview tonight, just go to the link, Blog Talk Radio Unmask, and you can watch it from there, or go to Chris Michael Ward's timeline and share it, or mine's Terry Elon, and share it to your page. But tell people how to get your book, darling.
Okay, so it is available on my website. It's www.tamarachantler.com. You can also follow me on social media on Instagram and Facebook, Tamara A. Chantler, on both of those social media platforms.
Well, everybody, I just want to thank my special guest for being here and my co-host. But next week, we're going to have a guy on here talking about male insecurity. So, hey, it's about time we get into what's got the guys feeling insecure.
Uh-huh. I want to thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, baby, anytime in your family now. Once you've been here, you can always come back. But we've got a great lineup. You know, we got Devin Grant coming up. We got Princess Graham coming up. We got, I got blank. But anyway, tune in. You're going to enjoy it. And thank you again, Tamara, for being here. Thank you, Chris, for being my co-host. Thank you, callers, for calling
thank
in.
Thank you.
Tune in every week. All right. Stay safe and be happy. Don't get into no trouble.
Next week, weekend.
Okay, you as well.
Yes.